Blog Talk Radio.
Wally Ali, he said, listen, us get these images out of the churches, out of the minds and hearts of the people, and also we can live. The Quran, the Bible said, told Nicodemus, you got to die. Jesus told Nicodemus, you got to die so you can live. He asked Jesus, do I go back through my mother's womb? And Jesus answered him, still, you must die. You must be born again. You must become into a new knowledge. You must become alive in a better knowledge than what you got. So we shall all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and sustainer of the world. Allah is most gracious and most merciful. Allah will always be the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. And only thee do we worship in thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way. Humali Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Jameen, Rahman Rahim, Mad Liki Omitin, Niyaka Nabu Yaka Nastain, Et Tidi Sirat Bustaki, Sirato Ladina Anto Aleyhim, Glory my do be a lion while it all is. I mean, we seek protection from Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy. We openly bear witness again there will never be anything deserve our worship but besides Allah. And we openly bear witness that Allah is the creator of this creation. He created this creation to test us in and see which one of us is worthy of the great reward that he want to give us for attempt to live the good life, to live the righteous life. Allah says your intentions, that you're going to be judged. What was your intention? So we here tonight, we intend to worship nothing or no one other than Allah, and we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad came as the seal of the prophets, meaning there's no more prophet to come. There's no more prophet coming. We all are the servant of God. We all here to see a reward or punishment. We only can wrong ourselves. God do not wrong us. God brought us in the earth without any sin on us. We learn how to sin, and we learn how to lie once we got here. We learn all them bad behaviors once we got here. But Allah would try to allow them to happen to us for a test. And see which one worthy of the great pride they want to give us. So Satan's job is to trip us up, keep us from going to the paradise. His job is to prevent us from going. And he took that test on to prove to Allah that we are not worthy of the great reward that Allah wants to give us. So, but Satan's time is up. He had no power. He was born. He accepted to be a failure when he accepted to go against God, man. He accepted being a failure. We are here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station because a lie has been told on God and on his prophets. And who is better to clean up those lies than the one who's been under the lies? No one has been deep in the lies, under these lies like we have. No one. No one, no other people on this planet Earth ever suffered like the African American or the people of color have suffered. No other people. So we have been chosen by that alone to change this. And why not change this? If we fail to change this, then our great-great-granddaughters and great-great-grandsons gonna be going to work for the very people who have been really tricked. You talking about somebody been tricked? The Caucasian man has been in the biggest of, he has been big tricked. He have been big victim of the big trick because he done poisoned himself, his system. He done poisoned the way to paradise for himself by saying that God came in his image and all the other people are on this earth, in this earth, and everything they got, he allowed them to have it. These Caucasians have been big trick, and the people that love them the most would stand up with them when they wrong. They have been big trick, because we wouldn't have, we had real human beings who were African American. They owned the police force, or they was in Congress, they was public officials. They were standing up too against this injustice, but they'll go along with it. Or they'll turn their cheek and go the other way like it never happened. Or they'll practice the same evil or wicked scheme that the Caucasian do just to please that Caucasian. What a hypocrite. So we here tonight trying to get rid of all of that. And the only way, the only road to get rid of all that is to root up racism and show people what an ugly monster racism is. It's a dead dog. And we need to show them what a dead dog looks like and who have been put in the position other than the African American people. No one wants this job. No one wants to stop racism. They don't want to stop racism. They don't even want to think. Because if they was a thinker, and most of them do not think, and the reason they don't think, they've been trained not to think or think like Hollywood want them to think, or the rappers of some foolish movie that they don't look at. They don't want to think. And Allah said thinking on him is the most powerful thinking that anybody can do. Thinking on what Allah wants us to be. Huh? These people said they love Jesus. If Jesus was to come alive and walk down the street and tell them to put up the drugs and clean their neighborhood, they'll say, nigga, get out of here. You don't tell me what to do. We've been trained to love being backwards. Yeah, they would call him a nigga because Jesus looked like the people, looked like the African-American people because he had, according to the way they described him, he had hair like lamb. That's the kind of hair we got. We ain't got that straight gorilla-looking hair. They would stone Jesus again. Huh? So all praise are due to Allah for waking us up and waking us up to the point that we are going to fight this scheme of Satan until the scheme is gone away. We're going to fight it. And Allah is with us. He said he's with those who do right. And we are right to move this image. Because it don't hurt our children, our grandchildren, get ready to hurt our grandchildren, our great-great-grand, you know. The concept that we had in BUII was to get a community that was safe, truly free. African Americans don't have no idea what freedom is. They say freedom is to walk into any store. That's not freedom. That's not equality anyway, to walk in any store. If you walking in any store and there are other stores you don't own now, nobody looks like you own them, where is your equality at? Where is your freedom at? Freedom means responsibility. As long as that image up in the world, then the Caucasian man, he has a right. He know what he made. That's why he called us a boy all them years, because a man want to own things. A man want to put things together and control things. A man want his woman. And to be, and for a man want a woman, he had to provide some protection from for a woman. He ain't got no protection. We African-American women don't have no protection because the man that he says a man is not a man. He's a little boy in his thinking, in his behavior. Huh? All he want to do is dance and sing and shout and fall off. That ain't no life. You have to have ownership of have control of your community. And we don't have not one community that we control. We only have those communities where we can lay our heads at. Lay our heads and go to sleep and wake back up. The other people have control over their neighborhood with their business. Imam said the people were to gather up their business and move out. We had to follow them because we have nothing equal the path what they have in our neighborhood. So we had the mercy. And Allah don't want nobody to be of a mercy of other people. He want all people to be free. He don't want nobody being oppressed. And that's oppression. You worry about somebody moving out and you got to follow them. They move 100 miles away. You got to follow 100 miles away just to get something to eat, just to get a sandwich. And they just use all these tricks on the little small pieces of wing, chicken wing. Not a whole wing, but a piece of chicken wing. And got a nerve to call it the buffalo wing. And you holler, we holler, I had some buffalo wing. Do you know there ain't no such thing as buffalo wing? It's something they made up to make your mind think that you get something big to eat. They know all the tricks. So all praise are due to Allah. They but one Allah, and Allah have sent us the best when he sent us Imam Washuddin Muhammad. And he covered all the bases. He warned us, told us about manipulation, told us about all the maneuvers. He said, the Caucasian man, that's out maneuver you. That's all he did. And he's still out maneuvering us through his TV, through his commercials, his car commercials. His food commercial. He said, I maneuver us. But we are all supposed to be in a race for all that is good. Until we get our community that we own, but control, that you're not bringing no alcohol and drugs in this neighborhood. You're not going to be out here cussing over our children and our wives. Do we have a community that's safe like that? We just got somewhere to live. We at the mercy of someone else. And all them people we done put in all them African Americans, and most of them have done nothing. That's there to take up a seat. But they had did nothing to advance the African American people. All these streets in America and hardly any reflect any African-American that we knew of. The great Jim Brown died the other day, a man who ran his football and ran his touchdown without any people blocking for him. They did this man so dirty, and then they tried to make him look like he was a monster. Jim Brown, the great Jim Brown, played for the Cleveland Browns. So, Nobody gonna like us. Don't care if you play football, basketball, hockey, tennis. Nobody gonna like you because they said that you are dark skinned and they are white and they are right. And everything you do, they get the credit because they allow you to do it. They allowed you to play baseball and basketball. They allowed you to entertain them. That's all them people are, entertainers. Them football players, basketball players, they ain't number only actors and entertain those people that look at them. And they amaze how a big man can run up and down the court and glide and stuff a ball. That's amazing to them, but they've been entertained. And then when they get tired of them, like Correa makes statement, like Colby Carbonnet, that quarterback, he stood up against the injustice that's going on in the African-American neighborhood how the police are shooting up down, and he lost his job. And what did the people, what the African-American do? They kept going to the buying the season tickets to go see the football game. So we don't have no respect. And because nobody in our family got killed or nobody got shot in our family, we're the people don't think we should get involved. So that come from that image. And that image must be removed so we can be human beings. If we are all brothers, if we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, then why are we, everybody else having an equal problem that we have? Ain't nobody having a problem like we have. Can't find nowhere to stay. Huh? Looking at America, you got to have some money to have someone to stay. They'll raise the rent. They'll raise the billing, the prices of houses and homes. They tear down homes. You say have one home, they put five homes on that property, and all they doing is making big money. And this is what greed do. This is what greed do, and this is what greed is hurting us. We have nothing as a people. If we go around America and we ask how many grocery stores we got as African American, we probably can call them on one finger, one hand. So we've been shut out. We've been outmaneuvered. We own nothing but a church that teach us to be pagan, teach us the worship of man. That's paganism. And that's what we have to tell other people. They're trying to make pagan. They'll make pagan out of us. And God ain't going to help us long as we pagan. God said he can only help us until we become right. And they know it. As long as they keep us being pagan, that's why they work so hard to get the Christian to be pagan. Because they know if they get the Christian to be pagan, God's going to be less intervene in their life when something go wrong. The most Christian are pagan. Huh? And they happy. They satisfied with African America, little or nothing. But African Americans is getting set back. They losing property. They losing land. They losing their dignity. That's why all these beauty shops around here. African American running into the beauty shop, spending all that money on dye and all that artificial stuff. And that artificial stuff is going to walk them down. It's going to make them sick in an early age when they get 65 or 55, they're going to become sick by putting all that dye on their self, putting it in their skin, putting it in their head, dyeing their head red and green. That stuff going to leak. Doctors already said it's going to leak aminism by that dye leaking down in their brain. And the word tell you what it's doing to you now. You're dying. It said die. And so Satan is not hidden. He's in open. He's trying to hide nothing. He's out in the open. And all you have to do is turn your mind on, turn our mind on, and we can see Satan for what he is. We can see the look of stuff. That's Satan handling it. We can see the CD, whatever that's, smoking drugs. We can see that. Legalized pot. Now they got a. Now they finna legalize abortion pill, and they say your 15-year-old, 13-year-old girl can get it without any prescription. What kind of people would do that, huh? And we got Caucasian now coming on the TV and telling the people that the public schools are turning their children out to be homosexual. Caucasian coming on the TV, internet, and telling, warning them. But some of them got so many of them going down here, they don't know how to put the brakes on. Who can turn this around? No one can turn it around but Allah. But it's going to take the sincere believer to work and try to encourage people to save themselves. Because God said we got to save ourselves. And save ourselves to stay away from the wrong thing that causes us to lose ourselves. Murder, stealing, rape, and every other thing that Satan come up with. Every other natural, unnatural thing Satan come up with. So we're here tonight to clear up this matter with the help of Allah. And Allah say when he with you, the whole world can come against you and they can do you no harm. But when he's against you, you ain't got no protection. So right now, I believe we got some protection. Move these images. And they're only going to take a few. It ain't going to take a lot of people. A lot of people ain't going to do nothing. A lot of people, Edward Aziz, he's in Detroit now. He called up there and told them that let's go out and do some dawah today before he got there. And all of them said, all of them come up with a bogus excuse not to go out. And all of them got pacified not to do nothing. They never worked this scheme. You don't work this scheme. They got them pacified not to do nothing. Allah's going to take care. Allah said he ain't going to change nothing. If you don't get up and try to help change it, because you're not going to do nothing, then you know something wrong, then you just give to the people that are doing something wrong. You have to help them by telling them the truth. And they got a right to go to the left or the right. But at least they won't be able to say that the Muslim didn't try. At least we don't want them to say that. That well, at least the Muslim did tell me at least the Muslim did tell me the truth. At least the Muslim did offer me a flyer, offer me the greatest book that this world have ever produced, and that's Al Quran. A Muslim offered me that book. This is what we are obligated. We can't make nobody do nothing, but we can offer them the truth. And Jesus said, no, the truth is set them free. He said for him to set them free. We give them the book and they read the book and they come back and ask you what he said and you give them some understanding of what's been said there. And they'll pick up from there. They'll move on from there. We remember we were once dead ourselves. And Allah chose us. And look where we at today. We see much better because we stood our ground. We stayed firm in this religion. So all praise is due to Allah. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad. We thank him for Imam W.D. Muhammad. And we thank him for this Rock Talk radio station, where we can have a platform where we can fight the scheme of Satan 6 days a week, and we can invite people to come and join and listen and hope they will bring and add to what we already got and make a whole, we can take this and make and change this ugly world that we live in. Russia, America talking about going to war. They talking about the debt ceiling, and if they cut that mean all the checks that people get on government their retirement checks and stuff, which I get to, all they gonna be cut because they refuse to raise the ceiling. And now they're talking about going to war with China. So we pray that don't happen. We pray that Allah intervene and change all of that. Only Allah can change this. But we have to, we know that we are living in the end of wrongdoers. So anything can happen. The weather can turn on us anytime. The weather can start benefiting us anytime. Or God can send a plague on America. And we don't want, the ones like the sister said today, we don't want Allah to replace us with another people. We don't want that. We want to stay course. So all praise is due to Allah, Lord, Chair, Sustainer of all this world that we know of, that we see and don't see. And it's all the system of knowledge that God has put here on this earth. So anybody else got anything they would like to share, please write Matthew 1 and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to share what you see is wrong or right. And we'll let you share what you see and what we can do and make things better. We are here to clear up the lies, the falsehoods that have been given to the world. World in darkness, and the world is still in darkness. All you got to do is go to a grocery store, go to a pharmacy, go to any drugstore, or go to any car wash. Let's go anywhere where a whole bunch of people are gathering, African American, Caucasian. Let's go, and you can see the living dead. So all praises are due to Allah, Lord, Cherish, Sustainer of all this magnificent world that Allah has planted us in. So anybody got anything they would like to take, share, match one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on and let you begin to exercise your freedom to speak on this Bob Talk radio station. Hi, Shalom Aleikum, Brother Sujah Muhammad. Your mic is on.
Well, thank you, Mr. Salam.
Well, they got Shalam.
Alhamdulillah.
You got it, my
good. Yes, sir. I hold the blame, man, and sit down, Rajin. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and I testify that there's only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, messenger of Allah, God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace. Wa assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, we are in some serious time. Serious time. And the handwriting is on the wall. The handwriting is on the wall. You know, it seems like from what I see is that Allah gonna bless us to come together. That's what it seems like. Allah gonna bless us to come together. It don't take no everybody to bring the truth to the people. Or bring what is needed to the people. It don't take everybody. Only thing it takes is a few. It takes just a few to make the message clear and make the message plain. Tell the people our need, what we want. And after that, you know, we pray that Allah bless us, you know, to get that and move forward. We read the Quran. We study the all the prophets, especially Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. We study Jesus. peace and blessing be upon him. Moses, Abraham, Noah, Job, all those great men. You know, we sit in him, and each one of us, each one of them, left the message, brings the message that we'll come together. Each one of them, how important it is, how necessary it is to establish one God. You can listen to these preachers and some of these imams and some of the brothers and sisters, you know, but if they're not telling you to help establish the one God, put God in your life, you know, believe in God, worship one God. We don't need to worship the creation. God bless us with the creation. The creation, the earth, and all that is one of the things that we inherit. Allah blessed us with the earth, and Allah blessed us with power in the land. You see? So Allah give us all these blessings. It's just a matter of us coming together, putting our heads together, and making these blessings work for us. Using these blessings. Bearing witness to the truth. You know, and Allah is making us messengers. Allah said that from every community, every society, and from everyone, it ain't just so necessary raising the Prophet Muhammad or Moses or something like that. He's raising a messenger from every community. From among themselves. Allah said from every community, we send messengers from among them saying, worship Allah. You have no other God but him. You know, and he asked you the question. Won't you listen to that? Won't you, can't you hear that? Won't you slow down and stop and check it out? But we get some arrogant people. The Quran says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim." Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Surah 23, ayat 33. And the chief of the peoples who disbelieve and deny the meeting in the hereafter, they don't even believe that God gonna judge. And on whom we had bestowed the good thing of this life. We got these rappers and these football players and basketball players and people got these talk shows and making all this money and things. And they denied that they going to have to meet God. They denied that they going to have to come before God in the judgment. So they do a little of everything, brothers and sisters. Orgies and homosexualities and all these different things. They act like God don't exist. like God is not warning them and telling them that if you don't do right, you're going to be punished. The Quran say that they said on whom we have bestowed the good things, the one we have bestowed the good things of his life, said, he is no more than a man like yourself. Talking about the prophet. Say he eats of that of which ye eat and drink of what ye drink. They said that if ye obey a man like yourself, behold, it is certain you will be lost. If you sit up and listen to one of these leaders who is a brother just like you, that you're not gonna come into freedom and success. So you're gonna get lost. You're gonna be lost. And they ask the question about these leaders, the ones that bring in the message, the messenger. He said, does he promise that when you die and become dust and bone, you shall be brought forth again? He asked this question. Quran said, far, very far is that which ye have promised. There's nothing but our life in this world. We shall die and we live. We shall never be, but we shall never be raised up again. He's the only man who invents a lie against Allah. But we are not the ones who believe in him. Prophet said, oh my Lord, help me. But they accuse me of falsehood. Allah said, in but a little while, they are sure to be sorry. Then the blast overtook them with justice, and we made them as rubbish of dead leaves floating on the stream of time. So away with the peoples who do wrong. Then we raised up after them other generations. So that's what happened. That's what's going on. Allah is constantly raising us up every day. The people that got the truth, they don't have to do what Allah asking them to do. But Allah said he's gonna raise up another people that love to do what he asked them to do. What Allah asked them to do. So they love to do it. You see, and those people that deny the sign, Allah said they gonna fill them up with a hellfire. So brothers and sisters, this is for real, this is not no joke. You know, Allah said not only do we believe in the messengers and obey them, you know, and study. They asked us to study the Quran and say our prayers and do right. You know, but Allah said, don't forget your share. Don't forget your share of the dunya. Don't forget your share of the dunya. Imam Wafdi Muhammad asked us, he said, if you do Jumu'ah, I did Jumu'ah yesterday. I did Jumu'ah at a masjid. They asked me to do Jumu'ah. And I recall what Imam Wafdi Muhammad told us. He said, if you do Jumu'ah, he said, the first half of the Jumu'ah, you glorify Allah. You glorify God. All praises is due to Allah. Don't go into no other science or history or story, you see, other than glorifying God. And he said that the second half of the Juma, so you address community needs. And that makes so much sense to me. And that is so necessary, brother and sister. You're not going to live in a society and don't help get together that community. You know, you may have said the community is just like a woman. So a woman give birth, and a community can give birth. So a woman can be impregnated, and a community can be impregnated, you see? Just like a woman. So we have an obligation to that community. You know, you can raise your children up. This is moral and respectful, but you send them out in a corrupt community, a immoral community, dope smoking, weed selling. Whiskey drinking, wine drinking. You send them out in that type of community, cursing and playing all type of foul music. And then, they're going to mess their child up. So our responsibility is not only our children or our immediate family at home, but our responsibility is the community also. That's what we're taught, brothers and sisters. We just can't leave the community to the police officer or to the mayor or to the governor. We are the ones that live in that community. We are the ones that raise up our children in that community. So that community is the environment that our children is raised up in. That's where they learn it. That's where they coming from. So we got a big job, brothers and sisters. We got a big job, and we pray that we do it, but we pray that we come together with the help of the other brothers and sisters to do this big job. Because we're talking about our children. We're talking about our elderly, our mothers and our fathers. We don't want to raise our fathers and mothers up in a society and our children up in a society that is corrupt. Think about that, brothers and sisters. So this is our responsibility, you know, and this is the reason we have the Block Talk. We have the Lifeline. And we have other programs every day. To inform our people of what is right and what is wrong. To inform our peoples to the truth. We want our peoples to stand up with the truth and represent truth. Not lies and corruption, falsehood and usury. How do people know the truth and believe in the truth and stand up for the truth, even if it's against yourself? Stand up for it. And brothers and sisters, you'll produce some good citizens, good leaders, good lawyers, good mayors and governors out of that community. You know, good medical people, doctors, lawyers. But we all got to work together. This responsibility don't lie on just a few. It relies on all of us. We can't leave a big responsibility like that up to just a few people and say my children have been taken care of, or my sisters and brothers, they've been taken care of. Yeah, it's a big responsibility, brothers and sisters. But it's a blessing. And we have to thank God that God bless only certain people with this responsibility. Allah said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. We want this country, America, to be a country that believe in freedom and practice freedom. Freedom, justice, and equality for all. That's what we want. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity. We pray that we said something that interests you, that you can use, that you can pass on to your grandchildren or your children. If there's any questions about what has been said, we are open, you know, for those questions. Just ask me, and I'll do my best. I'll do my best to try to answer. So we thank you, and we pray that Allah continue blessing you. And again, we came in peace and leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah, we be like the meaning of Rahman. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu la ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. We bear witness again. We only bear witness again. There's no God but one God, whose proper name is Allah. You're the creator of this creation that we live on. He have created this creation. He have sent prophets and messengers, as warners, educators, as builders, as people to instruct us on how we are supposed to operate this life efficiently. And we thank Allah for blessing us with the last prophet, the Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the one Christ Jesus said was going to come and lead us in all truth. And we thank Allah for the Bob Talk radio station, opportunity to get rid of Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast. We want to get rid of it. And this show right here is a start to work on getting rid of
the problem and bring about a solution. Solution is we have to build a model community and separate ourselves from these evil influences that Satan is spreading throughout the world. We can't continue to live. We are told in our scriptures, never did we stop being the people or the Muslim or our children stop being until they fell into the wrong environment. And Satan is always trying to create an environment for us to fall in so we can come corrupt. And then when they do that, then he can put your children against you, your wife, your friends, your family members. That's his job. He's on the job when he's doing that. And first thing your family members try to say, when you try to explain to them about there's only one God and try to explain, the first thing they want to throw at you, oh, you think you're better than me. Or you just don't like white people. You just don't like white people. God do not like any evil people, no matter what their color is, no matter what their ethnic group are. He don't like nobody that don't want to do right. We live in a world that encourages us to do wrong. They encourage us to like wrong. And then give you people who want to look down on you because you want to stand up for truth. You want to stand up for truth. Anytime you stand up for truth, you find somebody who's standing up against you. And that's what happened with Jesus and Moses and Prophet Muhammad. All the prophets of God has to be upon them. They had a jinn. They had a devil they had to fight. They had a devil that prayed with them. They had a devil right among them. When they would say good thing, they would go behind the prophet's back or the prophet's back and say bad things. And the scripture says someone will listen. Until we worship God in spirit and truth, open a community up that in opposition of these evil communities, showing people that we are happy to be in this community where there's no stealing, no drugs, no violence, no homosexuality. None of that garbage is in this community. Streets are clean. The neighborhood is clean. All the trash is up. The trash is in the garbage trash can. And we are happy together. We greet each other every time we see you in the best of the greeting. When the people see that and they don't want that, they have made themselves stone deaf. Because two people don't like righteousness, and that's the devil and the one the devil done made. One who the devil done made to be like himself. And some people ain't going to like you for your righteousness. They don't trust you because you say you want to pray five times a day or you want to live. They act like you the police or you act like you something foreign to them because you want to live a good life. But Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our heart and never worry about the criticism coming from the criticizer. Not worry about them. Hold fast to this rope. It does not break. That Allah does not to this rope. And this rope of hell run. Hold fast and never leave, never sway so far to the right or so far to the left. Always keep a balanced life. Always be a person of fair, honesty, and justice. Always try to treat everybody right. Prophet Muhammad, even the woman that trashed him, that threw trash on him, that threw rocks on him, never did he lose his manner, his way, his his attitude. He always stayed firm in being right. Huh? So all praise are due to Allah. Allah is the Lord and Chair and Sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most merciful. And because of he's so merciful, all of us, we're getting to understand that there was nothing, ever be nothing deserved to be worshipped besides Allah. And that our prayers don't help Allah, don't increase Allah, don't take away. It helps us. How deeds go and they wait to reward us here and there. And whatever good deed we do, Allah says not an atom of your deed will not be rewarded. So we're doing ourselves, we're helping ourselves when we do right. But when we want to get a community and don't come together as men, and that's what men mm-hmm. do, we got to stop being the boys that these people call up. We got to stop being their boys. We got to be men. Men work together. Men build things. Men trust each other. Men come together and make decisions where the road going to go, what mountain got to come down, what valley we going to stay in. Men make that decision. What tree we going to uproot so we can make progress? Men make that decision. Huh? Because men have been given the responsibility to be the custodian or the caliph over this planet Earth. Men who have a moral idea about what Allah want them to do. Not the man to say, ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. If they don't want nobody to tell them what to do, don't read the Quran. Don't read the Bible. Because in this book, Allah is telling you what best way to live your life, best way to stay away from Satan. If you don't want nobody to tell you what to do, don't read these books. Stay away from it. Keep tricking yourself, talking about you doing your own thing. You're not doing what Allah said do. You're doing the thing of the devil. You're not doing what Allah has instructed you to do. You are doing the thing, no matter how you look at it, or what Satan wants you to do. Allah has instructed us on how we supposed to live, how we supposed to eat, how we supposed to get along, what food to eat, what not to eat. Allah has instructed us to do how we treat our wives, how we treat our family, how we treat our friends, how we treat the animals that even left in our care. Allah has instructed us, told us not to hand screen the sheep, the cow, not to hand screen none of those animals, not to mess them up, the camel. Told them not to hand screen these animals. And then we bring about a problem in our life when we go against what Allah has instructed us to do, and we go against it. So all praise are due to Allah. If anybody else got anything they want to say, now's the time that match one and come into your queue. We can fix these problems. Allah is one who gave us the solution to fix these problems. And we can fix these problems if we decide to come together and put all that foolish world that we done picked up on the way, we need to put that foolish world down and pick up the world that Allah has instructed us to have, and we will see a better life. We will have a greater life. We have a longer life. So all praise are due to one creator, the creator of this earth that we live on, created this earth and planted us here, and everything we need is in the earth. And all we got to do is go get it and use it for our to make the better world that we want to live in. So all praise are due to Allah. These people are not living. They're not happy. They're not happy at all. They just existing. They just hidden and missed. Allah gave us the formula so we not only hit, we ain't going to be missing, we're going to be happy, and we're going to be successful. If it don't come with us, it's coming with our children. If we pray hard enough, if we don't see it, we pray that our children or our great-great-grandchildren see this blessing, this new world that God, this better world that Allah wants to come in. And this old world has got to go out. It's going out. One way or the other, you're going out with a storm. You're going out with fire. You're going out with wind. You're going out with, but it's going. It's got to go. So anybody else like to say anything? Anybody else got anything you would like to say? Match one and come into the queue. Get your opportunity for the time run out. We are here. All of us got an opportunity to share what we have and what we have experienced. Okay, here come another one. Co-host worker here on the Block Talk Radio Station, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. May Allah's peace and blessings be on everybody in the cube and out of the cube. Yudhu billahi min ash-shaytan nirajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ila illa ha illa Allah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammad ar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah as always for giving us permission to be on this block program, the message of concern. And we thank Allah very much for permitting those who are outside the cube, you know, to be also present. And don't take it light. We're only here by Allah's permission. So think about that. You know, we're doing something that He has permitted for us to do, you know, for our development, our sincerity, our clarity, our understanding of our responsibility as being a servant for humanity by Allah's permission. You know, we are sent to this world now to be a representative, a servant, a counselor, a comforter to all the worlds that people live in if they need us. So we don't take this situation lightly. Just want to make a few couple announcements. Just came here in Columbus, Georgia, from May the 4th to the 20th today, me and the Secretary of the Master here worked hand in hand to encourage people in the city of Columbus, Georgia. The United States government has given indirectly the Goodwill Industry and other agencies that are picking and choosing to reveal themselves, because America has already passed the money, has already put the information out there that they're going to rehab the United States of America, inshallah, the material world and roads and highways and et cetera. Goodwill here announced about 3 weeks in April. And me and the Secretary of the Masjid here, we've been encouraged at first of all the believers in the Masjid, new Shahadas, visitors, brothers and sisters just getting out of the penitentiary or whatever, anybody come through that Masjid, we've been telling them about how the Goodwill Industry just certified. They wouldn't give me the answer without talking to them a couple of days ago, but it might be as many as 800 to 900 people. They paid them to come to this class. They made sure that they got there to that class. They were certified construction workers. They was given a certification in construction. And anything that a person wanted to know as far as to train his or herself for a job in the construction world, Goodwill gave them a stipend of money and gave them the classes and then gave them all a certification who passed the class And they are now running around with a piece of paper in their pocket saying that they are a certified construction worker. And a lot of them qualified according to how they passed their trade and how many trades they might have took up, from being a laborer to always being a project manager, a heavy equipment operator, whatever they wanted to be. Goodwill got the money to train them for that. And that goes for every Goodwill industry in any city in the United States of America. They either are aware of it and hiding it from the public, or either they are trying to decide up in the mayor's office and other rich people in the town who benefiting from having these trained people, certified people, available. They put out this sincerity that was either Tuesday or Wednesday on national TV. They said America needs anywhere from 1.5 million construction workers on all levels. So this is why they're doing a mass training program. This is for people who already got a certification in trade. You could be a teacher. You can go over to Goodwill and get a contract or something to teach these your skill, be it a cement finishing, landscaping, whatever it might be. And if you wanted to get a skill in it, they would give you a certification for it. And most of these people, when they graduate, they will start off with anywhere from $18 an hour or better, according to their skill set and how well they did in their training and certification classes. Building going on here in Columbus that I seen it about 8 months ago. Man, they built so many homes and luxury homes and luxury retirement places, rehabbing all the buildings here in the highways, but they don't have enough people to do it. They don't have enough certified workers or people who want to do it, so they're using this as a helping thing. One, the person that learned the job that they're doing, but also it's to let them know that they have a certification they can go anywhere in the United States with when they are being certified Goodwill training class, a federal program, and they now have they said this course go to almost I think it's a 4 year of college, because the same thing that a college student may make it when he graduates, a certified construction worker in 4 years will be either making more than what that college graduate would be making and have better experience in doing ground on the ground work, building a society from the ground up. Ain't gonna never run out. And it's according to how he or she wanted to go the college after, he said the average one would be that made almost $200,000, you know, in a 4 year period of working part time. See, while they're getting trained, getting more training. These are the things that we have to stay abreast of that are tax dollars. And when I say tax dollars, I'm talking the Islamic cap dollar, tax dollars, you know, and Allah is making these things available. Not humanity, not the races, not the people. They're trying to block and benefit from it and train their poor people, they're a less fortunate people. Now they figure out how they can get them to be a certified slave. They're willing to keep up from learning it. So I'm just saying there's a lot of things. I mean, serious money. You can't even imagine how much this budget is. But now they also announced Thursday that they're going to look at maybe in the next 2 to 3 weeks having this training course again. Now, remember now, this is a two-week, 8-hour, 8 to 9-hour training class in whatever field you might want to be in. And when I say you, I'm talking about our youth, the ones who are out there walking around in the street and ain't got no job right now, those who are getting ready to graduate from high school but ain't got nowhere to go, they ain't got no college on their mind. They can go and be a certified construction worker, get paid while they're getting trained in this 2 to 3 week course, and coming out of that course, able to start off making $18 an hour
or better. Kind of information that the mass is. The Muslim leadership in those communities need to stay up on what's going on with our tax dollars. Because our tax dollars are halal money. And we have a right to get our halal money and spend it on a halal life. So we want to stay abreast of that. We have a meeting coming up, you know, and I say we, I'm talking about the Muslims, are reaching out to each other so far in a Zoom broadcast somewhere in before the July is out, asking every Muslim, because of what their nationality is, what color they are, if they follower or student of Imam Warfdeen Muhammad, they have been asked to bring what Allah has rewarded them with and sit down and have shura and make a commitment on paper to start to build this halal world that we're talking about all the time. So we'll see who got the ears up, who are listening for answer to their du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's answering us. He answers us every day. His mercy come down, rain or shine, anything, whether you dead or not, the mercy of Allah is always coming down on the human being. But he or she had to have their ears up. He or she had to be striving to be alive and follow the guidance of Almighty God Allah, the creator of all the world. And he's in every world any human being is at. He's in that world. He said his help is always near to his creation. To his best way. Yes.
Could you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I thought I didn't have it cut on. Due to a citizen, American citizen, could they benefit from that in the sense that the people that they're training, the people in the community can get built a house. Like I want a vegetable stand. You know that they would show them how to build the house and show them how to build the vegetable stand. Goodwill do that.
Okay, that's if a guy, if he go to this one of those classes and he wanted to take up carpentry, he can take up any type of carpentry he wants, and they will train him how to build houses, build
how much would they charge?
Building.
Would they charge the people in the community for it? Do they do that as a courtesy?
Right now we're talking about a class training.
Oh, in class.
People who want to get certified, be a certified construction worker.
In class,
you know,
yeah.
Be a plumbing.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah,
I understand.
Be a plumbing or whatever. They could get a certification for that. And Goodwill probably already have jobs waiting on them. I know in your city, I know in Baton Rouge, all that construction going on in Baton Rouge and all them things you hear the mayor and them talking about building, they are short of construction workers, though. They don't have cement finishers. They don't have no carpenter people. They say America right now has 1.5 million jobs in the construction field, and they don't have no workers. This is why they have given this money to Goodwill, probably United Way, and probably a couple of other organizations to train people for jobs in the construction field. Also along with project managers, heavy equipment operators, cement finishers, foundation builders, plumbing, you know, wiring. They're training people and getting them certification in that field so they can work for any company, anyone who's got a construction project going on. They can come walk right in there and be qualified to get that job. Probably get a reference from Goodwill that they were just been trained. And these people are also, so when we look at the bigger picture, All of these billionaires and everything going around who's building all these new homes and new places, they got them contracts to redo the highways and things like that. They don't have no construction workers. So they waiting on these people to be certified in their specialty so they can hire them and start getting some of that money that's already out there on the table for renewing the highways, building new dams, building new home sites, doing a sewage line repair. Because remember, all the sewer systems in America, the material that it was made out of is beginning to crumble. So there's so much work going on in America right now. But like I said, if you're not tuned in, like Allah is tuning us into it now, and then it's up to our leadership, all the way down to our individual leadership, to realize that what we say in the Hadith world, if you man come and ask you, like we know in the story of the prophet, you know, he said, teach the man how to cut some wood and to tell him to sell wood. In the big picture of the believer, see, Allah is doing this right now. Allah is training us to do whatever we want to do to establish and build a halal world. Because these people really won't want to do that. But now they had to open it up because they are short of people to work. And these people got all these contracts, set up for government contracts, county contracts, city contracts, tracks. You know, these people building these luxury, man, I get letters every day to trying to talk me into moving into one of those luxury retirement homes where they charge you $3,000 a month rent or mortgage for the place, for the slot. But they give you everything, your food, everything you need, recreation, swimming pool. It's all in that one. And boy, they got some nice ones they building here in Columbus, Georgia. You know, they got all these nice buildings around here in Columbus, Georgia that they building. All that construction work you see in Baton Rouge, all that construction work you see going on now, it's so critical now that these agencies like Goodwill and United Way, They have to let us know because the law is making them let us know. But again, we might do like we've been doing. We so worried about what they call that begging for some money or trying to figure out how to use each other to get some money when the law said do for self. I'm making it available for you get paid training and go to the front of the line of employment, of management in the construction world. The most important thing that the whole world is right now, everybody's got to be here now. Everybody got degrees, but ain't nobody got no skills in masonry, carpentry, enough to fulfill the responsibility of remaking the world. Allah is very kind to us Muslims to let us know this. That right now, all them people in our masjid, the ones who just got out of penitentiary, the ones who show up every now and then, Juma, they're looking for help from the Muslims. Our newly shahadas, our new married shahadas, they have an opportunity now. If this information is deciphered in the masjid, like Allah told us, everything that we're going to have comes out of the masjid, comes out of Allah's house, because we got classes going on in there. We got sugar going on in there. We got skilled people in there. My secretary here is a scientist at our masjid here. My imam is a master plumber, a master welder. Don't have one person that he can point to in the last 30 years that he's been in his field that he has trained or still worked for him. He's just working for himself and himself only and whatever help he can get. And most of the time, the help he get is non-Muslim. And that's all. That's an echo of all the most and mostly all the masjids in our society. Because they want to just, they're selfish. They want to live good, but they don't want to help the new shahada who comes in. Might be coming from anywhere, from poverty most of the time. Coming from the project, coming from a jobless job, they ain't had a job in a year and a half, take care of his family. and we won't invest in the skills that they already have, and don't be a community developer employment section in the masjid. We should be the one who's handling, giving people food stamps. We should have an office in every masjid on where they go get dental care. No, have all that grant money should be going into the masjid, and we have an office in our masjid to help the people. Instead of just talking about what we need to do. We businessmen, then let's take care of business. We need to have an office. We need to have equipment. We need to have transportation for the young, but we can't work no more. We could do like the prophet did, thought he was on. We could carry one brick at a time, at least. Help stir the mortar, at least, instead of talking. And our children don't have no employment. Our children making $9, $10, $12 an hour, maybe. Still don't own nothing. When people like ourselves in our age bracket, we ain't got nothing. But I know if we really had the faith that we supposed to have, we wouldn't mind. Here come a new shahada, or here come a brother who's been in the masjid, and he got one child, two kids, him and his wife that came to Islam. He's been sitting there a year learning out Islam and getting to work a little bit here, work a little bit there, work a little bit there. You know, sometimes he don't come to Juma, but he's out somewhere trying to make a dollar, and ain't nobody in the masjid. Or the community hasn't said, how can we help you, brother, sister? Sister, I heard you can sew. Can we send you to a sewing class? Because don't you know, sewing is big money now. Do a lot of y'all know that? When's the last time you went and had your clothes alterated? Boy, they charge you $15 just to alterate some sleeves on a shirt. $25 is just to take a hem in some pants. And you remember, we used to be the greatest sewers in the community. The Muslims did. Our Muslim sisters and brothers were running that a sewing machine and that needle until they started chasing that knot. Allah said, you did not differ. I gave you until you got some knowledge. Instead of using that knowledge to help you manage your farm, manage your construction business. Now you want to run off and be a philosopher, a top seer, a kutbah professional, and leave your skill in the street. I'm talking about people. I know them from six or seven cities. Have been on their own construction company, their own plumbing company, and have never hired a Muslim long enough for him to even think that he can take care of his family. They'd rather go get bootleg help. They have people working for them who smoke cigarettes, people who they know drink, instead of hiring a struggling Muslim in the masjid and to help him feed his family. We could do it. Though, brother, they got no money. We could say, I tell you what, man, five of us get together. We put our $200 a month. That's enough for brother want to start a little fish frying company, or brother want to get him a food truck, and we tell him we'll help him get it going. But y'all keep forgetting, these food trucks right now, some of those, a good portion of them are making $80,000 to $90,000 a year with the food trucks. Some of them got two, especially our Hispanic brothers. They might have two or three owned by one guy, and he got two or three food trucks that's making about $60,000 a year now.
You got some people. You there.
No, it don't cost that much to start one. My grandson wanted to do one. And already, Allah give me the knowledge already where I see my other grandson, I mean my other nephew in Ohio. He got three or four food trucks. And Toby, yeah. Anytime we really want one, if I push the issue, he'd be more than glad to give his cousin one of them trucks at a fair price, already modified. But my grandson has got to want to do that in the spirit, to know that he's doing it to please Allah by having a halal food truck making goat and stuff like that, selling goat and stuff, fish and stuff. And he might want to do it because that's one of his passions that he had right now. But we have to, we just started a couple of weeks ago in Al-Muqtanun. First, it was just me and his one brother. We so far have two, going on our third, second Sunday breakfast social hour. I mean, a social breakfast. Three more brothers, four more brothers joined with us last week. And already out of that one brother joined us, we just done something to show what we can do. We said, whatever anybody donate for the breakfast, because we don't charge for the breakfast. Every one of us donate what we're going to serve for breakfast, and we let everybody know it's a small breakfast, but it's there to come there to drink coffee, have some pastry, get a nice entree, you know. But we really want to come together and sit there and talk and brainstorm about what are we going to do. So we already agreed to give $5 out of our pocket apiece, and whatever's in the donation box, we giving that to the school right there. There's some little things that we can do. Like Imam Muhammad said, Imam said, look all the way to the heavens. But start right here on earth. Start right here in your local situation and build from there. The average, like we talked one time before, if a brother wanted to put four people out on the corner every Saturday, that's $2,000 a Saturday he going to make. Just selling fish. And pay the brother or whoever, the two people who might be selling the fish for him, pay them $100 for working that for a 4 or 5 hour period. They'll make at least anywhere from $10 to $12 an hour. But after expenses, because normally if you got that out of the corner, especially you in a city like Atlanta, and I imagine Baton Rouge has always been nice, and people love fish in Baton Rouge. But if you had four new Shahadas or brothers who just got out of the joint, but they seem like they're sincere, and you ask them today, what do they do? Want to make some extra money that you sponsor them to sell fish? You provide the equipment and the food and give them $10 or $15 an hour working. That brother's going to make about $900 that day. Quit looking at this knowledge and making this knowledge and making us so big. Sir?
I wish it was that easy.
It is. I've done it for years.
We have people working on every corner.
That's what we talked about it about a couple
years.
Yeah,
people working on every corner.
What we always do, we always talk about what
we
do.
Right,
I got it. I got one.
The brother
Rocky. I done told him the same thing. I'll buy you fish. I got the fish cookers. If you want to sell fish in Atlanta,
you got to start doing it.
Okay.
Figure out how you gonna do it now.
He don't want to do it now because the bluff got called. And y'all remember when we talked about him buying the fish cooker? He done had his brother make a fish cooker for him, real nice one, and he ain't went and got it yet.
Well, no. That brother got a family too. And you know,
he needs the money.
I'm gonna put the best construction on it, and I'm pretty sure if you see where you could do it right away, he would do it.
I done told him. You ain't listening to what I'm saying. I done told him. I'll bring 20 to 30 pounds of fish up there, in Atlanta, so that he can sell every week. 30 pounds of fish will bring about close to $600. Why he doing dollar? Not only is he attacking him and Akbar doing dawa, that's building the dawa platform better. Because they fish sandwiches there and potato chips and a soft drink. So really it might be a $750 day while they doing dawa.
Yeah, well, you know, that's you got to, thing had to be prepped. You got to have your oil. You got to have your.
I told him I'd take care of all that.
The thing to heat your oil.
Yeah, I got all that equipment. I got five fish cooker sets up here. Ain't doing nothing. I've been cooking fish all my life. I just stopped cooking fish about 5 or 6 years ago.
Maybe.
I got all kind of big dippers, pots, you know, got all kind of propane tanks out here right in the back of my house.
Well, right
down in my storage room.
The young man got to move. We got to be hard putting to find, like you said, place, find him a nice place to stay for him and his wife. He's been saving money from right now. Yeah, he should have got that Druid grill. I'm sure he was intend to, but yeah, I don't know. But I know I ain't in no shape to be out there.
Yeah, I ain't talking about him. But...
Yeah, I ain't.
No,
I,
that's,
I,
you,
I,
that's for you.
Yeah, I know the brother. He's a hard-working little young man.
Yeah, he is.
No doubt about
it. Yeah,
but you know what the problem is? We do not want each other telling each other nothing right. See, we got to remember it's still about Shaitan. Shaitan is making us not want to tolerate each of us telling each other what is right. See how we want to tell everybody about the truth except Muslims? And our Muslims are being hypocritical, doing wrong. But we out here doing dawah, telling everybody, except the Muslims, what they're doing wrong and that they should reacquaint themselves with Allah, their creator, and their job is a servant of Allah, be Abdul. We ain't tell them nothing like that. Don't encourage them.
If they Muslim, they should know right from wrong. If
Christians don't right from wrong, them Hindus don't right from wrong.
Right, yeah, I already do. Well,
do you?
That's what
have you ever really? Buddhism. Let me say this. Buddhism is almost 4,000 years old. Documented. They know the truth. Hinduism. They've been practicing Hinduism on this earth. Talking about not only one God, but many gods. They know what's going on. Christianity been alive almost going on 3,000 years now. They know right from wrong. The Muslims have been going on 1,443 years. Muslims know right from wrong. There's no reason why we should be in the shape we in. Nobody. I'm talking regardless of what they believe in. A believer should not be going through what we're going through, but disunity is the reason why it's happening.
Well,
we catch more hell than the disbelievers. We catch more hell than the hypocrite. I'm talking not only Muslims. I'm talking all believers, because the hypocrites amongst the believers are making sure, like what I'm just told you about the goodwill thing, we make sure that information don't get to the common man and the common woman or the poor man, the poor woman. They're not given the opportunity to have an equal life. They're not getting justice. We're not trying to help them go into employment. Brother running around with a certificate. Brother been cooking for 50 years and never owned a restaurant. Brother been doing construction work. He died with a shovel in his hand. And never owned his own truck most of the time. Still going to work, getting to work anytime kind of way he can. 50 years old. Y'all see him every day. 50-year-old men. Been working construction work all their life. Don't have no paperwork in their pocket saying they are certified construction workers. And people are paying them any kind of way and doing them any kind of way. That's our job, to stop all of that. But everybody wants to run after the higher knowledge, trying to get willing to realize it takes high knowledge to build a house. You got to find that schematic. You got to follow the blueprint. High bank, high science to make sure that building is firm on the ground, level. But no, they don't. We don't want that kind of knowledge no more. We all want to be scholars.
Yes.
And you don't see no scholars out here on the street with us. None of them. Every now and then. They want to get on the block program with $1,000 outfits on, $500 suits, $700-$800 suits. Talking about La Ilaha Illallah.
Well, your ma'am had a suit on. Your ma'am encouraged us to wear suits. He said, "No, even do a Juma."
You know, people talk about coofies and things all the time. You don't have to be. I don't be defensive. I don't pay no attention. You wear whatever you want to wear. See, I'm not discriminating. I'm gonna wear what I want to wear because it's cheap, economical, and it's comfortable. That's why I wear what I wear. And I figure whatever anybody else got on, that's what they do. All we interested in is that it be modest.
No,
and not extravagant. And not extravagant. We man don't wear
it. It's one of the sheikhs told Brother Abdul, Yahya Abdullah said, when you change in somebody else's culture, you really shame me. You really disrespecting yourself. So I don't wear nobody else's culture. I will that kind of wear when I went on Hajj, but I wouldn't wear that costume around here. I wouldn't wear no.
I ain't talking about you personally, but you might not realize. But right now you're being hypocritical. What you just got to say? You just got to say that if someone disrespects somebody else's culture, that's wrong. But then you do it.
Yeah.
Just now, by just saying what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't think sometimes, not you personally, because we do know that's a problem. If we listen to the Al-Islam, we do share with the world. If we listen to it, we wouldn't be in the shape that we're in. Let me say that again. If we listen to the Al-Islam that we share with people, if we share with them, what we say out of the Quran, what we say about the life of Prophet Muhammad, and even more, if we just mean half of what we say about Imam W.D. Muhammad, if we're listening to it, we wouldn't be running out of still calling ourselves black. Imam Muhammad said, "I ain't black, I ain't this." Imam Muhammad has said so many things that we still be saying out of our mouths to people and sharing that information to them. And like Allah says in the Quran, do you ask people to do what you don't do?
You've been following
Imam W. Muhammad since 1975.
You have come to this.
Hear what I'm saying? You've been following Imam. I ain't talking about you, I'm talking about people who say to us. Y'all been following Imam W. Muhammad since 1975, and y'all ain't got a community?
Right.
Y'all been following Prophet Muhammad for 1,400-something years? And y'all don't have a community?
I haven't been following him.
Then they throw in our faith. I've been following Jesus Christ, and we got 999 communities. Methodists. We got all kind of communities. And y'all can't have one? Y'all ain't getting together long enough to make one?
Yeah. If you work for Satan, you can get your community.
Yeah, that's right. But see, that's our answer to them, and that is the correct answer to tell them.
You be able to give people money to provide jobs for them, and give money to buy homes, and give money to get new cars.
Yeah.
You work with Satan.
All
you have to do is just tell a lie, just push the lie.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But the people that's standing up for truth, they gonna have to go through some opposition. God said he's gonna test and try.
Well, like I said, we're gonna be tested and tried. Going over too long, but those of you outside,
when you go through a trial, you know, I don't care if you talk the time when I'm talking, but I'm gonna get through talking. When you go through the trial and the difficulty, Allah said that you're gonna be blessed with ease. You know, we got to keep faith in Allah. keep faith. You know, we had to work, keep working. If it don't happen right away, you know, you got to keep working, keep the faith. You can't become a person that is a person that is without faith, you know. So it's all that's coming. All that's coming, brother. And you know, we thankful Allah give us this opportunity, you know.
Alhamdulillah. Brother
yeah.
Muhammad, can you close us out in prayer? We go. We close it out in prayer, Brother Tujah.
Yes, sir. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace. None of those whom thy wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean.
May Allah continue to bless us. Stay on the course. Let's continue to be Muslim. And Allah say he'll change condition. As soon as we get our hearts right, we will get this condition changed.
I mean, let's keep working on it.
We ain't going to get disturbed because what we ain't got.
Indian told me that one of the